Bitcoin breakout or fake out? Today, July 19th, Bitcoin broke out and set a 20-day high. A 20-day high is a strong signal of an uptrend. It's probably too early to call a reversal, but if this uptrend continues to set higher highs and higher lows, this will indeed be a bearish to bullish breakout, a bearish to bullish reversal. In this video, I want to talk to you about why analysts have such a strong prejudice that the crypto bear market will continue for the next 6 months or so. Specifically, I want to argue that we shouldn't have this prejudice. Rather, we should just listen to the market. In this video, I want to propose 5 technical reasons why the bear market may come to a swift end, and why the second half of 2022 may be a strong crypto bull market. First, I want to talk about why there's such a strong prejudice that there'll be a crypto bear market for the next 6 months. The first reason is that in the past, we've seen lengthy bear markets. For example, in 2018 and 2019, we saw a bear market that extended for 18 months. Since history rhymes, we must have a bear market for the next 6 months. But this is the same reason why we had this prejudice also in 2021. There was a prejudice for a strong continuation of the bull market. I remember in April of 2021, when the market started to teeter and go down, everyone assumed it was way too early for the bull market to end. We can't be beginning a bear market in May of 2021. It's just too early. Everyone was expecting a $100,000 Bitcoin. But the market had other ideas. In May 2021, their bear market started in earnest. A second reason why we must have a bear market and for the next 6 months is the macroeconomic conditions. With the Fed tightening, we cannot possibly have a bull market in the second half of 2022. The Federal Reserve will continue to raise interest rates. Inflation will continue to hit new highs. And since crypto is a risk-on asset, we can expect strong headwinds for the next 6 months. In short, they argue that we can't expect a crypto bull market. We must expect a crypto bear market for the next 6 months or so. But these two assumptions, both of these assumptions, are wrong. First, if you're thinking that the bear market just started in January, I could make a strong case why the bear market started in May of 2021. I could make a strong case to argue that November was just a bear market relief rally. Next, macroeconomic conditions. For as many analysts that you can find that are predicting a long and harsh recession, there are just as many analysts that are predicting a soft landing. And we may not have a recession at all. We could indeed have a very soft landing. Inflation is high, but consumer spending remains strong. In the first quarter, we did see a shrinking GDP, but job growth has remained very strong. Again, recession is far from inevitable, and it may not even be likely. So the assumption that we're going to be in a bear market for the next 6 months, it needs to be strongly questioned, strongly disputed. One, we've already been in a bear market for a fairly long time, and two, I don't think the macroeconomic conditions are going to keep Bitcoin and crypto down. We could have a bull market in the last two quarters of 2022, led in part by the successful Ethereum merge. So what are my 5 technical reasons why the bear market may come to a swift end? What are the reasons why I think that the second half of 2022 could be a strong crypto bull market? Well, first, if we take a look at the 200-day moving average, the 200-day moving average, which represents this line here, has always been an indicator of a bear market. Bitcoin has been below the 200-day moving average for the past 100 days. Also, the 200-week moving average is a strong indicator of the bottom. We've been, for the last 4 weeks, Bitcoin has been below the 200-week moving average. Second, the Bitcoin market price dropping below the realized price has historically been an indicator of a Bitcoin bottom. In 2018 and 2019, the Bitcoin market price had been under the realized price for 134 days. Now, the Bitcoin market price has only been under the realized price for the last 35 days, but still, this is an indicator that we're reaching the bottom. The third indicator that I think that we're reaching the bottom is the MVRV. The MVRV ratio is a good indicator of the bottom. The MVRV ratio is a measure of the aggregate unrealized profit or loss within the Bitcoin network. The ratio between the market price and the realized price. When the ratio is below one, then the realized price is below the market price. And we typically see a 0.085 for the MVRV ratio, basically during the bottoms, during the bottom of the bear markets. We saw this, in other words, 0.85 indicates a 15% loss when the market price is 15% below the realized price. So far in the last 35 days, we've only seen an average of 5 or 6% below, or a 0.95 or 0.94. And we haven't seen the minus 15% that we saw in 2019, and we also saw in 2016. But we have seen Bitcoin sell under the realized price for the last 35 days. Fourth, the massive capitulation that we saw in the last 30 days, or actually the last 60 days, is also a sign that Bitcoin and the crypto markets are heading, are pretty much bottoming out. When Bitcoin dropped below $1,800 and when Ethereum dropped below $900, we saw a lot of forced selling. We saw a lot of liquidations. This was a huge flushing out liquidity, and a lot of people went bankrupt. We saw Three Arrows Capital, Celsius, Voyager, Vald, they all went bankrupt. For the last 2.5 months, we've seen two major events. The Terra Luna collapse was the first one. This resulted in a $28 billion realized loss for Bitcoin holders. And then the second event was during a 9-day sell-off between June 10th and June 19th. We saw another collapse, which resulted in another $35 billion loss, realized loss, for Bitcoin holders. These two events caused the realized losses in Bitcoin alone to be at the highest levels we've ever seen in the history of Bitcoin. Finally, the unrealized Bitcoin losses are also at a high. Unrealized Bitcoin losses in U.S. dollar terms have never been higher. Currently, there's about $175 billion worth of unrealized Bitcoin losses. When we combine the realized losses with the unrealized losses, this makes it very likely that we've already seen a flush in the system. We've already seen massive forced selling. We've already seen major capitulation. In other words, the bottom could be in. And this recent breakout could also turn into a reversal to a bull market. In closing, question your assumptions. The assumption that the crypto bear market will continue for another 6 months, this should be vigorously questioned and disputed. Everyone seems so convinced that the market will go sideways for many weeks and potentially crash another 50%. I mean, in this survey, people expect Bitcoin to go to $10,000 again. Everyone seems so convinced that it's going to go sideways and then crash again. But an experienced investor learns to be a contrarian. An experienced investor learns to break out from the herd. An experienced investor will have the confidence to buy when others are despondently selling. To grow your stock, follow this crypto coach.